Aircheckdownloads.com.
Radio 1 in the afternoon. Hello.
What?
Informer.
3:04, coming up then, the fax quiz, computer games news. The posse are here, and they are Steve-O and Kev and Rich and Mick and Julie and Mikey. A couple of special guests on today, tell you about them in just a second. Also today we have Sid, the Men of Ken, Paranoid Man, Sean and Tabby, and Rick Mail and Aid Edmondson will be here later. We'll talk about the price of fame and a lot more stuff. Keep it right here. So the weather cloudy with outbreaks of rain. The high is something like 54 or 55 degrees. Yeah, pretty cloudy and rainy all day. Tonight, chilly, 7 degrees overnight and dark by 7:40, 7:45. In the news, there's been a stampede in Bosnia, as you've heard today, as people rush toward the UN aid trucks. Several are feared dead. 1,300 businesses are going under a week still in the UK. A Navy minesweeper has resumed surveillance outside the Channel Islands to protect us from French fishermen. And the big football is on today. And Rick and Aid will be here later. Rick Mail and Aid Edmondson here on the show later on.
Rocking around the clock, 1 FM.
It's another true story. Yes, our Wednesday true story. The Pothole Preservation Association has chapters in 15 cities in the USA, including Houston, Charleston, and Pittsburgh. To be a member, you need only name a favorite pothole.
It's another true story.
What do you want? Anything? Do you want to try that again or not? Hang on a sec, go on then.
I am sporting a woody.
Whatever that means. Is it like today? I don't know.
Many years ago.
Hello, good afternoon. Right now on the traffic southwest of Bristol, the M5 accident between 19 and 20 near Clevedon has now cleared. In West Yorkshire, roadworks on the A65 Shipton's Leeds Road have closed the Leeds-bound section of Burnley. In Surrey, M25 traffic very slow moving between 6 and 8 from Godstone to Reigate. And in North London, the M1 down to just one lane southbound in the roadworks between 5 and 4. Paranoid Man.
I say nuke the site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Yeah. Glasgow, 11:52 and sunny this afternoon. Hello, Glasgow. Hello, Belfast. You have 9:48 and fair, 10:50 and cloudy in Manchester. Birmingham, 9:48 and cloudy, 8:46 and rainy in Cardiff and London and Plymouth and Exeter. Southampton, 9:48 and rainy. Swansea is 8:46 and rainy, 8:46 and rainy in Norwich and Leeds. Liverpool, 9:48 and fair, 11:52 and sunny in Edinburgh. Jersey and Guernsey, for all trawlermen listening, 11:52 and cloudy. If you're listening on the side of UK Gold on the satellite, Paris has 19:66 and fair, 17:63 and sunny in Brussels. Rome, 13:55 and sunny. Hello, Rome! 19:66 and sunny in Madrid. Amsterdam, 10:50 and rainy. Is that Sean and Tabby?
Sean! Oh, help, what? Help, what?
Calm down, Tabby, or everyone will think we're lesbians.
No, we're thespians!
Stop it, Tabby, or I shall scream. Then everyone in the campus really will think we're mad.
It's this coursework Anton has set us. Explain in your own words what Lady Macbeth means in saying out damn spot. I'm drunk with possibilities and need to sober up.
Well, I think she's referring to Vietnam.
Oh, wow! Wow and triple wow with a helping of wow on the side for good measure.
Yes, she's referring to the bombing of Hanoi. You see, in the 60s, Shakespeare was part of the peace movement.
He didn't smoke. drugs, did he?
Yes, but he didn't inhale. Macbeth is Richard Nixon.
The TV magician?
Yes, but if you want to give Anton a giggle, say that Lady Macbeth is suffering from blackheads.
I bet no one's ever said that before.
That's the two objectionable drama students, Sean and Tabby. I like them. 3:15. This is Michael Jackson
on Radio 1 FM.
She always takes it with a heart of stone.
In showbiz gossip today, Clint Eastwood says he probably won't do another Western. The Oscar-winning star's next project will be with none other than Kevin Costner. Ian McShane tells me he's not sure whether to do another series of Lovejoy. Oh, come on. Ex-minder Dennis Waterman is working on two TV projects right now. Meanwhile, the 70s feather haircuts for men and for women are also back in a big way, I read here today, as Paul Foot leaves the Mirror and Diamond joins, and sharing the home chores could lead to a better sex life, says a new survey today.
The things people would never say.
Size doesn't matter.
Right in the afternoon.
Hello, 3:27.
The 1FM Top 100 albums of all time are featured on Bank Holiday Monday, the 3rd of May.
Animal Nitrate Suede. This is Radio 1FM's Steve Wright in the Afternoon, live from London, around the UK and Europe, from the BBC. Rick Mayall and Aid Edmondson coming up later. Also, the posse are here, the sketches and the characters, and much more.
Will return.
Right now it's 3:30, the news on the network. Here's Brian Deacon on one.
Steve, this just in, van driver Benjamin Lang has been found guilty at... Steve, that's 1FM News, back at 4:30.
Thanks for that. And welcome back.
Now, it's back to 1FM's Steve Wright in the Afternoon.
The world's biggest aerobics class is being held on May 9th. 30,000 people could show up for the show in Earls Court. There's a new book out today called Eva Fraser's Face and Body Program. It's another book by the well-known facial expert. It gives you a toning routine, relaxation techniques, and advice on clothes. And a man in Denmark says he's fallen in love with a traffic light. Rick and Aid will be here later. In the meantime, Sid the manager coming through. Hello, Sid.
Oh boy, Sid the manager here.
How
Don't
are you?
Forget it all starts at midnight tonight. Mayhem and madness.
What do you mean?
You know, April Fool's Day.
Oh my goodness,
I
forgot.
I told you yesterday about one of the terrible things happened to me. I'll tell you another thing.
Well, just remind me what your ex... What was it, your ex-wife did something to
you? I had two ex-wives. I shan't tell you that, but my divorce came through.
Yeah.
Exactly a year ago. Exactly at your 31st. 10 years ago.
Yes.
So I got home celebrating. As soon as the cecil come through, Sid, I got home and I got drunk.
Yeah.
Fell asleep on the sofa with me clothes on.
Right.
Next morning, April Fool's Day, she got in the door with her key.
Yeah.
And she been up the butcher. She got herself a chicken neck. You know when you buy a chicken?
A chicken neck?
You know you get a neck in a lock in the gizzards in a bag.
Oh, I thought you meant she had a chicken neck.
No. She did, yes. But she got a chicken's neck up the butcher's.
Yes.
And while I was asleep there, she tucked it in the fly of me trousers. And you know what happened?
I know.
When I woke up, the cat was on me eating it. I've never had such a shock in my life.
Cruel world.
I'll keep you now.
Yes, I better go.
Tell you you're desperate.
No, I'll talk to you later then.
I'll speak to you later.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Okay, now Sue Burwell from Kings Lynn wants to tell her husband James, working at Williams Heat Exchangers, that she loves him. Hello, Sue. And hello, James. Hello to everyone at Odo in Small Doll. A message from Sarah. Howdy doody doo. Is the message. Hello to Steve Ambrose at Total Health in Derby. Hello to all the dental technicians grinding away around the country. From Stuart Frost Dental Lab in Barking. You got it. That was Cliff, by the way. Chrissy Jordan from Mortimer wants to say hi to Clive Williams in Abberley, it looks like. John Holland from RISCA wants to tell his wife Sue that he can't peel the potatoes because he can't find any.
Hi, this is Bruno, and on Sunday's official UK Top 40, there were 13 new entries, including big hits for Gloria Estefan. And in at six for Madonna.
You give me fever.
Reggae is dominating the top end of the chart at the moment, but that didn't stop a nine-year-old song getting to number one. The official UK Top 40 is updated every Sunday at four, first on 1FM.
Bruno, you're a smasher. Hello, it's Righty in the Afternoon. Is that you, Paranoid Man?
Who do you complain to if you want to complain about Watchdog?
Good point. Phone lines are still open.
Telephone Radio 1 FM 071 637 4343.
It's another true story. Next time you're repressing a raging fit of PMS stress or just fighting your frustrations, don't apologize, let loose. It's just your inner bitch fighting for freedom and screaming to be heard. That's the word from inner bitch columnist Elizabeth Hiltz in the new satirical women's newsletter, Hysteria. Hiltz says men and women both have inner bitch goddesses, but we're trained to restrain them and never ever let them speak the truth about how we really feel. Let that bitch flow.
It's another true story.
Rick Mayle and Aid Edmondson will be here soon. Right now it's 10 past four on Radio 1 FM.
Checkdownloads.com.